The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus said in reply, "The coming of the kingdom of God cannot be observed, and no one will announce, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is.' For behold, the kingdom of God is among you." Then he said to his disciples, "The days will come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. There will be those who will say to you, 'Look, there it is,' or 'Look, here it is.' Do not go off and do not run in pursuit. For just as the lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in this, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first, he must suffer greatly and be rejected by this generation." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So now, looking for a couple of moments at the readings this morning. The first reading this morning was a very touching letter from Paul to Philemon. And you can see, it gives you an insight into the kind of person Paul was. Very often, a lot of people, put it this way, Paul gets a bad press and often is referred to as being hard and being a misogynist and so on. And he was not like that at all, in fact. And here he is dealing with a man who was a slave and ran away, you know. And for that, he could have been severely punished or even killed, a slave who ran away. And Paul, he became a great slave, Onesimus. Onesimus is a name that means useful. And so Onesimus, or useful, became a very close friend of Paul's, became a convert. And then Paul wanted him to go back to his master, Philemon, and said, you know, treat him kindly and treat him with love. He is a good man. So Paul was a man full of love. And then the gospel, putting it into where we are today, isn't it true we're always wondering, what's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen next year? And so you have people asking today, when will the pandemic be over? Well, you know, none of us know that. The scientists don't have an answer to that. And then we have in the gospel also this morning, people talking about the kingdom of God and spreading false rumors. Well, today, we have no shortage of false rumors and conspiracy theories. And Jesus is saying to us in the gospel this morning, take it one day at a time. Live one day at a time. And that is the kingdom of God, the here and now. If you're living one day at a time and living in love and doing your little bit, then for you, the kingdom of God has come. That is putting it in a nutshell. It's not tomorrow, or it wasn't in the past. It's here and now. That's what Jesus says in the gospel this morning. And the only thing that we have, the only thing that really matters in our life is today. Is today. You have no guarantee, and I have no guarantee of tomorrow. We can only, the only thing we have, and not even today, in fact, just this present moment. And how we live each moment of our life, that is the most important thing.